Good afternoon, friends. We're here again in the County Down, and it's still quite damp, at a little place called the Temple, just between Carriduff and Ballinahinch. And it's a place that's very dear to my heart because my mother grew up just down the road here, and I have an aunt and uncle that lived just down the way, and cousins, and my grandfather and grandmother lived in this locality as well. And so we would have been in this area quite often as children, so it really tugs at the heartstrings whenever we're here. But I was reading about the 1859 revival, and in this very location in 1859 there was a large open air meeting. Now the population in 1859 was nothing to what it is today, but 1,000 people gathered together on a Sunday afternoon in this very locality in 1859 to hear the preaching of God's word, because in this area the Spirit of God was really moving, and many, many people were hearing the gospel, seeking God's face, and many families were being transformed by the grace of God. But just down the road here towards Saintfield, you maybe see it just over my right shoulder, there's some trees there. And for many, many years there was a mission hall just located just in that little cluster of trees, the Temple Mission Hall. It's long, long gone, and it's very hard to find any photographs of it, but my mother came across this old photograph quite recently of the Temple Mission Hall, where many, many young people, boys and girls, young men and young women, would have heard the gospel. Because I suppose back in those days, in the mid-20th century, there wasn't maybe a strong gospel witness in this area, but many boys and girls, and older folk as well, would have heard the gospel in the Temple Mission Hall. My aunt and uncle were involved in it, and there was a lovely old lady as well that my mother would have taken me to visit on different occasions, a lady called Mrs. Brown, Eileen Brown, and she was a real stalwart for the gospel and for Jesus Christ in this locality for many, many years. And she was greatly involved in the Temple Mission Hall in those days. It was through people like Eileen Brown that my mother would have heard the gospel. I remember Mum saying that whenever she was a young girl, Eileen Brown would have brought people like her into her home, taught them how to play the piano and the organ, and in doing so would have witnessed to them and taught them to play hymns and old choruses and then explained the meaning of them. It was through people like that that my mother would have heard the gospel. And many people came to know the Saviour just as a result of Mrs. Brown's witness and testimony. Maybe whenever there weren't many others that were just as bright for the Lord as she was. I have still some books in my library at home that belong to Eileen Brown, because she had a library in her home, and she would have given out books all around the area for people to read to deepen their faith in the things of God. A lovely, saintly old woman who was greatly involved in the Temple Mission Hall. But whenever I think of people like Eileen Brown, she's gone to be with the Lord in recent years, I think of that lady in Scripture who had her alabaster box. And whenever the Lord went to the house of Simon the leper, that lady came in, we believe her name was Mary, and she took her alabaster box that was about the same value of 1 year's wages, and she broke that alabaster box and she poured it over the Lord and anointed the Lord and washed his feet with her hair. And then whenever she had done that, an act of great devotion, many people scorned and they questioned her, and they questioned her wisdom, and they said it was a waste of ointment. And yet the Lord turned round and said, Mark chapter 14, she hath done what she could. She hath done what she could. There was a lady who gave her all to the Lord. She did what she could, just like Mrs. Brown and many, many others like her in those days. I wonder, could that be said of you? Could that be said of me? Whenever we stand someday before God, will the Saviour look at us and say, you did what you could. You gave your all. You consecrated your life. You gave your best to me so that others could come to know the Saviour and so that my name could be glorified. Let's do what we can, while we can, our utmost for His highest, as old Oswald Chambers said. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And join us again tomorrow. If you know anything about this mission hall and you were in it over the years, and you can enlighten us and tell us some stories about it, get in touch with us. We'd love to hear your story.